In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, as I understand, yesterday evening there was a wager placed on whether or not today, no wager, discussion as to whether or not I would be speaking about St. Patrick today. And as much as I don't want to prove Peter Richardson right, let's talk about St. Patrick, okay? It's entirely appropriate. St. Patrick, of course, ubiquitous throughout Ireland. A few years ago, Jennifer and I were fortunate enough to be able to go to Ireland, and St. Patrick is peppered all over everything. Everywhere you go, there's something. Some sort of medieval tourist trap, supposedly visited, it's true, visited by Patrick. There's churches that were said to have been founded by him, wells that were said to have been miraculously dug by him, various places that you can go throughout the country that have some sort of connection to this man. There are all sorts of legends that surround the figure of St. Patrick, whose feast day it is today. Some of the legends relate to, you know, these miraculous events happening miraculously, stones being moved. There is one story that the devil was residing in a cave in this mountain, and St. Patrick went there and cast him out and blew the mountain apart, and that's why there's this certain valley in Ireland. I'm not sure most geologists would agree with that assessment, but in any event, lots of stories about St. Patrick. And whenever I say you know, St. Patrick and the legends about him, what's one of the first ones that come to mind? He cast all the snakes out of Ireland, which is a really, truly an amazing feat. Whenever you look zoologically, snakes have never been in Ireland. But that's beside the point. Whenever we were over there, there's actually this museum that you can go through, sort of like their version of the Smithsonian. They have all sorts of gold chalices and bits from ancient history. They also have what are called bog bodies. Do you know what bog bodies are? Have you ever heard this? It's sort of a miracle of biology. Because some of these people in ancient times were buried in the peat. And the natural processes of that peat preserve that body. You can see their facial features. You can even get the fingerprints off of the bodies that have been preserved this way. They actually found a body, and I don't think it was in the museum that we were at, but I was reading about it a few years ago, and they believe that this body was of a priest, a druid priest of the time, buried with fancy jewelry and different sort of ornamentation. There was something, though, very fascinating about him. Most of us probably think of tattoos as sort of a more modern thing. They're actually very ancient. They come from cultures all around the world. And what they have found on this man's body was a tattoo of a snake going up around his arm. There are actually depictions on very old carvings and the like that predate Christianity that seem to show the Druid priest with something around their arms. And it appears that it was a snake, that the priest had the tattoo of a snake around their arm. So you could say, in a very real way, accurately, Patrick did drive all the snakes out of Ireland. Drove all the snakes out of Ireland. Another fascinating story about Patrick. What nationality was Patrick? English. Many people, oh, he was Irish. No, he was born in England. He was captured and served as a slave in Ireland for a long period of time before he was able to escape. But when he escaped, he wound up going to a monastery, becoming a monk, and then an evangelist. And then he volunteered to go to Ireland and preach to those people. So it's ironic. Of course, the English always showing up in Ireland and throwing their weight around. But It's fascinating that even though that terrible experience of being captured and serving as a slave, this Englishman went back to that place to serve as a missionary. And in effect, converted an entire population to Christianity. So I think perhaps I phrased that question wrong. What nationality was he? I think he would probably agree more with Paul in his letter to the church at Philippi today. His citizenship was in heaven. See, Patrick was more interested in about breaking down the barriers, getting rid of all of those things that separate us, man-made constructs, and pushing us ahead in the idea that we are all family in God. Patrick's testimony is not just that there's some sort of kitschy well that you can go buy a magnet from in the southwest of Ireland. Patrick's legacy is that it doesn't matter where you're born, what race you may think you are, what king you may ascribe to, what document you may think binds you in government. The reality is, as a Christian, our citizenship belongs someplace else. Someplace that is not bound up with crowns and constitutions, but with faith in Scripture. Paul, and I had this conversation with someone, Paul would be mortified at this church edifice. He really would be. Do you know why? And I'm not advocating for getting rid of it, but we have a flag over here in the corner. Paul would be mortified that we had some sort of show of nationality or of country in our place of worship, because all of that's supposed to go away. There is no American or Russian or Chinese in the kingdom of God. There are only blessed children of our Father. There are no divisions, no Republicans, no Democrats in God's kingdom. There are only children of God. These things that we put on ourselves, these labels, divide us. They separate us. And they make us think that there are somehow, in some way, a division in God's family. But my brothers and sisters, that's not the case. The truth is, we are all Christians. We are all children of God. From that, everything else is irrelevant. We come together as family. We go out into the world and we serve as family to show that these sorts of divisions that we put on ourselves have no bearing on how much we love, who we love, and how we go forth working out that ministry that God has called us to do. If Patrick can overcome years of torment as a slave in a land that did not speak his language, that did not have his customs, or respect the religion in which he was born into, if he can look at that and go, these people need Jesus, overcome that bias, go back, and become a beloved figure to his nation, how hard is it for you to go shake hands with a Republican or Democrat across the aisle? Okay? How hard is it for you to love someone, even just a little, who has a different opinion, or a different sexuality, or a different whatever? How hard is it for you to just love them? Respect them? Now, maybe call them onto the carpet every once in a while if you have a very different opinion. But love them. How hard could that be? If you go to Ireland, in Northern Ireland actually, there's a place called Downpatrick. Have any of you ever been there? Downpatrick, we didn't even get a chance to go there, but Downpatrick has this beautiful cathedral. It's near Armagh. And it's where Patrick's sort of home base was. You go there, and there's this enormous boulder. I mean, the pictures of it look like it's about the size of this whole chancel area, sitting just right outside the cathedral. Underneath that boulder, supposedly, is the final resting place of Patrick. And people go on pilgrimages there all the time. People from the Republic of Ireland, will travel to Northern Ireland. People from Northern Ireland would welcome those who came from the Republic. And if you don't know the history of that particular area, you can Google something called the Troubles and just see how dramatic that is. The respect that this man earned 1,400 years ago still shone through whenever these Protestants and Catholics were killing each other. You got free passage to go see and pray at Patrick's grave. What an amazing legacy it would be for each and every one of us to show people, to give people the opportunity to show love. During the season of Lent, this holy season where we're thinking about that which we do that we wish we had not done, repenting for those things that divide us. My brothers and sisters, I hope very much you consider your legacy and a legacy of love and respect for your fellow man. Because really, our citizenship is someplace far, far better than this place. Amen.